If we did the things we are capable of doing, we would literally astound ourselves. Thomas Edison. How serious are you about achieving your goals? How serious are you about building your dream life? Success doesn't just happen. It's built by design. If you are truly serious about your goals, you must be all in mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. This is what we call doing life with power. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast that provides you with strategies to help you become the power achiever you were meant to be. I am goal achievement strategist Pat Nelson. It's time to plan, build, get results, and do life with power. Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Council, and you're listening to Wonderful Wednesday. How exciting. Listen, today we're going to talk about five keys for proper goal preparation. Now, these are actually five questions that I'm going to share with you. Questions that you want to ask yourself before you even start to set your goals. Now, you want to have some goals in mind, but before you actually come up with your very most authentic, most intentional list of goals that you want to achieve. So as we get closer to 2019, you want to really start thinking about your goals now. That doesn't mean you can't continue to work on your goals for this year, because this year is not over. So you're going to have to set aside some time and start preparing for 2019, but continue to pour on the power in 2018. So let's talk about these five keys for proper goal preparation. Now, these five keys for proper goal preparation are designed to help you prepare your goals in a way such that you stay on track until you actually achieve these goals. And no matter how big the goal is, these questions, if you do the work, this preparation before you set the goals, you will stay the course, because you're more inspired, there's more energy behind it, and you're more mindful of the goals that you've set. Now, when we talk about proper goal preparation, I think one of the best ways to prepare to really set some powerful goals is to do some mind mapping. If you've never heard of mind mapping, it's an amazing technique, and it's a simple technique. I do mind mapping on a huge whiteboard, a dry erase whiteboard, where I write all of my ideas and thoughts. I let things just flow, and then I see how they're all connected. I connect them along the way. Now, in the goal planner, Live with Purpose 2019, there's a page for mind mapping, and it also gives you some instructions so that you can effectively mind map, because you don't need a huge whiteboard in order to do some mind mapping. When I share these questions with you, then you will want to perhaps put them on a, you can use a white sheet of paper, put them on a white sheet of paper and kind of mind map as you start to write your answers on the paper. As I said, I use a huge whiteboard. I'm super visual. So I color code everything. So I like to see things huge and in different colors. So let's get right to the questions. By the way, if you guys want to check out the Live with Purpose Planner, just go to designingyourlifetoday.com and you will you'll be able to see some of the pages in the planner. You'll be able to see what it offers. All right, now let's get on with our keys for proper goal preparation. Now, I call these keys for proper goal preparation, but these are actually five questions that you want to ask yourself so that you can be prepared to set authentic, intentional goals. When you set authentic, intentional goals, there's a lot of power behind that. You're more excited about what you're doing. You're more excited about achieving the goal. And you can actually go into your goal achievement with the end already in sight. You have it in your mind. You already see that this is a done deal. So first of all, I want to say that because this is Wonderful Wednesday, many of you know that Wonderful Wednesday is all about your relationship with yourself. In order for you to have fruitful, healthy, productive, positive relationships with others, you have to have a better relationship with you. And so when we talk about relationships, we're always going to come from the position of the individual. Because when you can make sure that you're on point, that everyone that you connect to, they are going to have their stuff together. They're going to be a good part of your puzzle for success. And anyone that you connect to that isn't, you will see it quickly, early in the game, and you will move on. So here's the first question. Why do you want to achieve the goal? Whatever it is you're thinking about achieving, why do you want that goal? Now, I want to say this. A lot of times when people set goals, they set very materialistic goals. They want a bigger house. They want a car, a nicer car. They want more money in the bank. So they want to travel. And listen, there is nothing wrong with setting those goals. As a matter of fact, the bigger, the better. Open your mind and think as big as you want to. Let no one talk you out of getting the things that you really want to have in your life. Things that will inspire you. Things that actually, yeah, will make you feel better. Just feel good. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm mentioning that because a lot of times we start with the material goals. And that's okay. I'm of the belief that this is where a lot of human beings start when they set their goals, because we want to feel good first. So go ahead and set your materialistic goals. Don't feel bad about it. Just go ahead and do it and set whatever goals you want. In other words, don't judge your goals. Just open your mind and let it flow, because these goals will ultimately lead to you tapping into your passion and you making the valuable contribution to society that it was intended for you to make. Because I'll let you in on a little secret. In order for you to achieve massive success, you're going to have to do something to help a lot of people, or inspire a lot of people, or encourage a lot of people. Or you're going to have to provide some type of entertainment that really will take people's mind to another level. Okay, did I say that right? I'm thinking I did. Let's go on. Okay, first question. Why do you want to achieve the goal? So be honest about why you want the goal. This is why I talked about the fact that most people set materialistic goals. You don't have to justify why you want a nicer car to anyone. You don't have to downplay your goals, because we live in a society where people are teaching us that if you want more, have more, that makes you greedy. That does not make you greedy. So why do you want to achieve the goal? Write your answers down and do kind of some mind mapping with it. In other words, write as many answers as you want and connect them one answer to another so you can see how those answers are connected. The other question is, what will it do for you? What will achieving the goal do for you personally? Not for the world, not for your family. What will it do for you personally? Let's start with you. Always start with you. Why? You're the person who has to be inspired to do the work. The next question is, what will it do for others? Now we can bring others into the picture. Yes, we want to do something great for this world. And you've read many things where people tell you, listen, instead of making it all about you, instead of thinking about you, think about what you can do for others. Yes, you want to think about what you can do for others, how you can help, what contribution can you make. But understand this, if you're not on point, if you're not excited about you, you're not going to go very far. And the other side to that coin is, if the goals that you set eventually does not do something to help someone else, does not bring value into the lives of someone, somewhere, somehow, then yeah, you're still going to fizzle out. So this is why you want to answer both questions. So the next question is, what's driving you? I mean, why do you want to do this? What is deep down in you that's making you so passionate about making this happen? Even, as I said, even if it's a materialistic goal, a new car, a new house, why do you want these things? What's the big deal about it? What's driving you to move forward to have that dream life that you want? And ultimately, what's driving you to want to make a valuable contribution to the others in society, to other people? What's driving you to do this? So when you talk about what's driving, you notice that these questions require that you dig deeper, that you start with you, but you ultimately have to have an understanding as to what is it going to do for someone else? Who am I going to be helping with this? And you say, well, by buying a new car, I don't know exactly who I'll be helping. Well, let me kind of give you a hint. If you buy a brand new car, and there are several of your friends that they've been wanting new cars, but they don't believe it's possible. They believe they have to settle. They believe that, hey, I can dream about it, but it's not meant to happen. And you go out and you actually make it happen, then all of a sudden you're an inspiration to those that you're connected to, because now they believe that they can make it happen also. And a very real story, years ago, when I bought my first, second, actually, when I bought my dream home, I should say, actually, it was my first dream home. I haven't bought my second dream home yet. So when I bought my first dream home, I remember saying to a group of my friends, you know what? One of these days, I'm going to live out here. And it was in a particular gated community that I wanted to live in because it was nice. Not so much because it was gated, but because of how it made me feel being in that environment. And I remember saying to them that I was going to do it. And I remember several of them telling me, are you kidding me? Stop dreaming. Wake up. Well, after I made it happen, one of those friends came back to me and said, you know what? I realized that if you can do it, so can I. All I have to do is have a little more courage and be willing to do the work. And she stepped up her game. So the point that I'm making is know that every goal that you set, when it becomes real, you're going to be an inspiration to someone somewhere. So, what's driving you? The final question is, how will you feel when you achieve the goal? You want to look into your future because once you can kind of get that feeling and know what it's going to feel like, now you're going to be inspired to make it happen. You're going to be inspired to step up and really go for yours. You're going to be inspired to stay on course even when you encounter obstacles because you know what's at the end. I mean, think about it like this. When you are about to, or you're hungry and you're about to eat your favorite meal. I mean, it hasn't happened yet, but what's going on in your mind? You are going to stay the course until it's time for you to get to that table and get to that meal because you're going to be excited about eating your favorite food. You're going to be excited about kind of how it's going to taste. You start to imagine all of this before it actually happens. So this is the same thing I want you to do. I want you to imagine how you will feel when you achieve your most authentic intentional goals. Now, with that being said, that's all I want to give you today when it comes to proper goal preparation. We're going to be back tomorrow on Thriving Thursday, and we're going to talk about getting beyond the busy work. And this is really great for those of you that are in business, those of you that are just starting in business. We're going to kind of talk about how do you get to the money also, and on tomorrow's Designing Your Life Today. So, hey, you guys, that's all I have for you today. The best way for you to get the most benefits from listening to our podcast is for you to have a journal of some type and for you, or just a notebook with loose leaf paper, but for you to answer the questions, follow along, do some of what's suggested, if it appeals to you, and some of what's suggested, even if in your heart of hearts you know you need to do it, but it's not as appealing, but just keep moving forward with everything. And you're going to find yourself achieving on a massive scale. You're going to be a power achiever in no time. Hey, enjoy this wonderful Wednesday and do life with power.